Welcome everyone. Baruch Hashem, we're learning Shmir Saloshim from the Chofetz Chaim, Shaar Tevuna, New Perek, Perek Yud Aleph. I'm pausing because I find myself and many of these shiurim saying the following statement. And sometimes when you say the same statement again and again, it's like you're like wearing it out. But what can I tell you? It's true. I'm finding that the topic we're about to learn is so extremely relevant to our situation, current events, where we're holding as a klal, as a nation, as a people. What's the topic over here? Our Rebbe, the Chofetz Chaim, is teaching us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects and provides shelter for the person who expresses and lives a life of bitachon. Who does not want that protection? Who does not want that protection? Vida. The Netziras Haloshen Meira. The true guarding of the tongue from a ra, from speaking evil, is keileles shmiro mikol chelki hadiburim shulihara oyla haknit lechaveroi. Includes that a person has to protect, safeguard himself from all types of speech that are negative, that are painful, that can cause harm to his friend. And he goes through a very long list over here. In each one of these lists are more detrimental than ballistic missiles and the like. Such as Lashon Hara, Rechilus. You know, Lashon Hara is poison. Rechilus, it's so painful. One person goes to another person and says, you know, I don't know why he said this about you. You're such a nice... You say, what? Why would he say this about you? What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm not Mekabel. You're such a good person. What did you say? What did he say about me? No, he just said, you know, she just said, you know. Who said this? And it's planting a bomb. That's, you know, there are certain bombs that you put your foot on. God forbid, not a person puts his foot on it. And the weight, here, the anger. What did he say about me? Boom! And it blows up. That's what Rechilus is. And even if the person doesn't respond, he's planting bombs, grenades. Machlaikis, klolois, curses, halbonas panim, humiliation, embarrassment. I don't know as dvarim. Umei sheyertzu lizkayis l'shmiras haloshen. And the person who wants to merit shmiras haloshen. You know, there's some people who are experts in the halachas of ribbis. Interest. Some people, mamish bekiyim, a business deal has to be dealt with. You know, you go to these people, ribbis, and they'll help you work out the problem. Some people comes to kashrus. This is their expertise. Others lumdis, a Reb Chaim, Briskerov, or a Baruch Ber, Reb Elchanan, Reb Shimon Shkop. and many, many others, of course. Lulamdis. That's their expertise. We all have to be experts. All of us. And we all can be experts. In Shmiras HaLashon. Imagine you walk into a room. You go into a chasna. And you know you're going into a room with 300 people. And they all appreciate and value and are sensitive to the halachas of Shmiras HaLashon. Let's give another scenario. You go into another chasna and you're walking into a room and you say, you tell yourself, be on guard, be careful. Because by a simcha, many times the guard is down. People are happy and people forget. Oh, how you doing? Oh, you see Yankee around? How's it? What? That's what he's up to these days? No, come on. Really? Yeah, I expect that anyway. By the way, anybody's name is Yankee, we're not talking about you. Our goal is to be experts in Shmiras HaLashon. That's what the Chofetz Chaim is telling us. You know, one of the things that prevent tefillahs from being accepted by Hashem is people speak Lashon Hara. People who speak Lashon Hara, their tefillahs don't go up. Imagine how painful it is. A person, he davens to Hashem, and his tefillahs aren't accepted. Person wants to merit this midah, to be an expert in Shmiras HaLashon, yischazek me'oid b'midas habitachon. He has to strengthen himself with this midah of bitachon that we spoke about in Perek Yud, the previous perek. Kidei shelo yeira lo im echad yiga b'inyonov, so that he will not be upset if someone else interferes with his personal issues in life, his private issues in life. And you won't come to build up resentment, and you won't fight with the person. But you confidently trust in Hashem with bitachon that just because this person took away my money that I was supposed to get, that I worked hard on getting that commission, and he went behind my back and he stole it from me, or he went to the boss and made himself look good when I did all the work, or whatever the examples you can think of that apply to you, trust in Hashem. Believe in Hashem. We say now Avinu Malkeinu every single day, twice a day. What does it mean Avinu? You know what it means Avinu? I'll tell you what it means Avinu. My 22-year-old son came to me. I told you the story. When he was 4 years old. No, excuse me. He wasn't even three yet. He had a little ponytail, you know, before the upsharing. At that time, he was already wearing glasses. He comes to me, and he puts out his hand, and he says, Abba. You know, they don't talk so clearly that age. He says, can I have $4? And I said, what? He says, can I have $4? You want $4? That's why I thought 40 or at first. No, he was not even three yet. I said, Yosef, I said, what do you need $4 for? I just picked him up. I gave him a hugs and kisses, and I squeezed him. It was just, I don't know where he got his mind. Maybe he wants some candy. I have no idea. He probably wanted candy. What else did he think about? A father, a loving father, gives his daughter. You know who loves us the most? HaKadosh Baruch. So let's understand the situation here, like this. Let's see what's going on. HaKadosh Baruch is looking from above, looking down here, and saying, okay, I love you, and I want to give you a test. Because I want you to strengthen your muscles. It's called spiritual muscles of Bitachon. And I'm going to have that fellow who, he has his own, Hashem's not forcing the person, but Hashem orchestrates the people that will do this type of thing. They go ahead and do the backstabbing type of situation and get the credit from the boss. And guess what happens? They get the raise. They get the raise. $50,000 more a year. That's nice. Nice raise. And you wonder yourself, I was like, where's the Ashras here? Everyone else in the company, they all know I did the work on this project. I'm the one who brought in the millions of dollars. I should be the one getting the raise. I should be the one getting the nice office with my plaque on the door. Senior vice president. Excuse me for saying only 50. It's a $150,000 raise. I'm saying, we're talking about big stuff here, right? And it doesn't happen. This is exactly, that's Nisoyin. We have to remind ourselves. And that's what the Chofetz Chaim is telling us. Trust in Hashem. Bitachon. Live with it. Breathe it. Swallow it. Digest it. V'yiftach ba'Hashem shu yazmin loy mimokam acher es ha'chesed loy al yodoy. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send it to you. As Chazal tell us, Gemara Menachos, Daf Chav Tesam Beis, Kol HaToyle B'tchoyne B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harei Hu Machse Loi Bo Ilam Azeh Vo Ilam Abba. Whoever puts his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he puts his bitochen in Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect that person. Who doesn't need the protection of Hashem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect that person. I want to stop here. I'm going to pick up this point next time. I just want to end with a short story. Hot off the press. We just gave a module about someone who's taking someone else's job away, money away, and the Chofetz Chaim is telling us, you'll get the money back. Have trust in Hashem. That Hashem is the one who's doing all this. I want to tell you the scene I witnessed just a few days ago. So, Yom HaNaroim, it's very common that people sign up to the shul that they're going to be there for davening. So that everybody can have a seat. Right? Very common. Whether it's shuls, yeshivas. I remember in Chaim Berlin, the chart's not going out until right before Yontif. Okay. And then you go look to find your name. Oh, you have your seat. You're on the list. I remember my seat in yeshiva was, I love my seat. So this is the scene I saw this Rosh Hashanah. I'm coming to go daven. I'm going to my seat. Literally 5 seconds before, some other people are supposed to go to their seat right in front of them. Three people go into their seat. Three people go into their seat. They don't turn around to see, is this someone else's seat? I mean, there's a whole chart. It says names. Their names are not on that chart. Because they have seats in another shul. But at night, they wanted to dive in at this location. It was literally 5 seconds or less that they took three other people's seats. Now, what's supposed to happen now? You don't want to tap the person on the shoulder and say, did you sign up for the seats? Oh, no, I'm so sorry. Like, you can go into Rosh Hashanah like that. This is literally Erev Rosh Hashanah. You make the person feel bad. You're kicking him out of the seat. In the meantime, these three people felt very uncomfortable because they were squished in some other place now because they didn't have the proper seat. Now, I want to tell you something. Why am I sharing this with you? Because we just learned over here, the Chafetz Chaim is telling us that if we build that resentment to that person, what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? Let's read the words. Lashon Hara, Rechilus, Machlekes, Klolos, Habanas Panim, Einoz Dvarim. We're going to let that person have it. Rosh Hashanah, you take my seat? You think Hashem wants to hear your tefillahs? Kicking me out of my seat? Or, Hashem is the one who orchestrated all this. It's literally 5 seconds. And it wouldn't have been the whole situation. I wouldn't have a story for you today right now. And the share would have been shorter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who orchestrated literally 5 seconds before those three people grabbed those other three people's seats. And we have to. It was wrong. There's no question about it. But those who lost those seats have to remind themselves that it's Hashem who's doing all this. That's how we have to live our lives in every single second. And yes, it's much harder when it's your seat. It's much harder when it's your seat. But that's what the Chafetz Chaim is teaching us. And we have to try to implement it. And that's Hashem, we can continue learning this topic and try to breathe it, eat it, digest it, live it. And what did he say to do? Imagine the Chafetz Chaim would be alive today. Imagine the Chafetz Chaim, and it says, Chazal tells Gemara, Yivam Asad Yizayin, Tzadikim Yimitzas and Krim Chayin, Tzadikim and their death are called alive. Because the Torah is alive, right here in front of us. Imagine a person comes to the Chafetz Chaim and says, Rebbe, I'm having this problem and that problem, and Shalom Bayis, and Parnasa, and the health. And the Chafetz Chaim says, Rachmana Litzlan, what's going on over here? Imagine Chafetz Chaim says, here, you know, I wrote a book. Review this chapter again and again. Chapter about trusting in Hashem. And you say, what? How's that going to help my life? Chafetz Chaim says, what, you came to me for advice, right? Please, take the medicine. The medicine is called bitachon, trust in Hashem.